Elizabeth Cromley, who is the chair of the Art and Architecture Program at Northeastern University, is finishing a book on American kitchens from colonial times to the present. And she spoke recently with Studio 360's Julie Burstein about what kitchens tell us about how American lives have been transformed.
The American kitchen hasn't always been a center of family life or even of culinary life. In fact, there hasn't always been a kitchen as we know it. Elizabeth Cromley says that in the early days of our country, a family kept its food everywhere. Potatoes in the root cellar, beef in the smokehouse, cheeses in the bedroom. It wasn't until the 19th century that rooms began having a single purpose. And even then, it depended on what class you were. In tenement houses at the turn of the century, for instance, there was just one central room called living room.
From the working class side, there's a long history of a, you know, a kind of bigger room where the cooking is done, the stove is located, the sink is there, the kids are hanging out, and people were even sleeping there because it was warmer, because cooking was being done, and that was a warm room, so you could go to sleep.
At the other end of the scale, members of an upper-class family would spend very little time in the kitchen, which was the domain of the servants.
The mistress of the household would, you know, negotiate with the cook about what they were going to have for dinner, but she wouldn't spend a lot of time there. And so kitchens were elaborated at the top end into lots of rooms. You know, there'd be a big pantry, a serving pantry of some kind, you know, a room in which the servants would eat their meals, a walk-in refrigerator, you know, and then kind of the main room where you'd have the sink and the stove.
A middle-class kitchen of the same period was so tightly organized that a cook could just stand in one place and revolve to reach all the appliances.
The old ideal for the middle-class kitchen comes from early 20th century home economics, sort of household improvers who thought that everything to do with the kitchen should be in one room, and the one room should be relatively small, and storage should be very well thought out so that there'd be a cabinet or a shelf for every single thing.
This is the kitchen of tomorrow, a press button dream coming true for Mrs. Housewife. All sorts of wonders are hers at the push of a button, from refrigerator doors to countertops built for big gals or little gals. Don't have to lean over here, you see? What's for dinner?
By the 1950s, the middle-class kitchen was domestic headquarters for the homemaker. And architects began to think that she shouldn't be stuck in the back corner of the house, but should be able to participate in the social life of the household. And so they began breaking down the walls.
In, say, Frank Lloyd Wright, an American architect who was designing smaller houses in the 1930s, he starts to make the walls of the kitchen out of glass shelves, so the housewife isn't blocked away behind the wall, but can see through the wall and see through the glass shelves and kind of participate in what's going on in the next room. So there's a movement to get the housewife out of her cage and bring her back into the social activity of the house.
Today, that openness has been expanded, and kitchens are being built with room for couches and fireplaces. They're not just kitchens, but a kind of family room with a stove.
You see the presumption that when guests come over, they're all going to cook. Everybody's going to participate in producing the meal, which is really interesting because in the early 20th century, that's exactly what you couldn't imagine doing. The guests were in the dining room, and if the housewife was preparing the meal, she was doing it all undercover so that nobody would see any mess or smell any smells, and the food should appear, you know, the sort of immaculate conception of the dinner. So the guests would never be part of any of that preparation. And now the kitchen's become, you know, kind of like a theater where people are watching the food preparation and they're taking hand in it. And the open kitchen is, it's a performance. Food production is a performance for your friends.
Whatever the size of the kitchen, it's a pretty sure bet that whenever there's a party, it's where people gather.
People of our generation think about the kitchen as the place where your mommy will be. And so there is a kind of a comfort sort of thing about coming home from school and going to the kitchen and looking for your mommy and having your milk and cookies, and that maybe just kind of lasts in the back of your mind. You think the kitchen is a comfort place.
Kitchen kisses are the kind that come from a happy, contented family. Enjoy them every day.
In Studio 360, I'm Julie Burstein.
I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360 today with the director and writer Nora Ephron.